Now, if we drift right back again, so happy days in the old pre-Christian Ireland, this is what we're doing. And it had meaning. It was very serious. And nowadays we're looked on, why do we automatically assume every being from the other world is evil? This was not the case. And even in recent days in Ireland, post-Christian, up until recently, the fire would have been swept and a place laid for the departed. The seat would have been swept and cleaned and sat there. And this was open invitation from your past family and friends to visit. To counter that, and perhaps the churches saw it as perhaps the beginning of a cult of the dead. But if it is, it's very well supported. I think we should get in there. So what did they lump All Souls Day on the 1st of November, giving you a very important date in Christian calendar? Your preparations that you've been doing for generations now have been transposed over to preparing for a Christian celebration. That, I don't think, did it just could not strike the right chord with the populace that are living in the hills and valleys of any show here or across in West Donegal. Incidentally, on the same subject, I would suggest anyone who hears this to try and get their hands on a book by Seamus McManus. You familiar with it? The Bold Blades of Donegal, a fantastic piece of writing. You can get it from that, his pages, that we're talking about a religion here and the belief in the afterlife. So again, you know, we had the whole All Souls Day, but that wasn't cutting the ice with the local populace. They had to install another one, 2nd of November. That's also, sorry, the first one was All Saints. They seemed to be a tier above everyone else. You had to be a saint to be remembered on this day. So they put in All Souls, include everyone.